Lots of us around the country are feeling snow fatigue. But if you're tired of clearing ice and snow off your car, take note of this. If you don't, that could end up leading to fines in some areas. NPR's Jeff Brady reports now from Pennsylvania.
At this parking lot north of Philadelphia, the dirty snow is piled as high as the cars. Nobody wants to admit they don't clean the snow off their car in the morning. But people like Mike Taylor say that's a problem. Just this week, he was behind a car on the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Snow on the roof blew off, hit my windshield, which forced me to jiggle. And it was only because of the stability of the car and I slowed down that I didn't have an accident.
Taylor couldn't get the license in time to report the driver. It wouldn't have mattered because right now in Pennsylvania, police only cite drivers if flying snow or ice causes serious injury. A proposed law would change that and allow officers to issue a ticket and a fine up to $75.
I think that's a fair law because I think it's unsafe to drive with snow on top of your car.
While Marcy Monheit supports the bill, Dylan Glenn is skeptical.
Is this an actual problem, or is this just another way to get revenue for the police department? If I saw the numbers, I could be convinced one way or the other easily.
The U.S. Department of Transportation doesn't track these types of accidents. Arguments in favor of new regulations rely on anecdotal experiences. That's what prompted Pennsylvania Senator Lisa Boscola to sponsor legislation.
A constituent of mine on Christmas Day was killed by a huge chunk of ice flying off a tractor trailer.
That was in 2005. Boscola has backed legislation since. The trucking industry argues it can be dangerous for drivers to get on top of an icy rig to shovel off the snow, and machines that do that can be expensive. Still, Boscola says drivers should want to make sure their cars and trucks are safe.
If you're somebody on the roadway and you knew that that piece of ice flying off your vehicle hurt somebody or killed somebody, you probably have to live with that for the rest of your life. Nobody wants that to happen in their lives. Nobody.
Boscola hopes her bill will get a hearing this session. Meanwhile, a few states already passed similar laws, including New Jersey and Connecticut. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Philadelphia.